Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Janice Cromer from America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. I will be the co-host with Captain Sterling Kennedy today. We have Beth from the Homeport crew with us. Hi, Beth.
Hello.
And we have Steve from the Homeport crew with us.
Hello.
But he's asked me to take the lead today because his computer is giving him some problems. Today we have Captain Sterling Kennedy and Judy Kennedy to talk about things you should bring on the loop and things you don't need. The toll-free number to call in with questions or comments, and we encourage you to call in, is 877-497-1815. And today is the first day we're going to have starting a contest to answer a question that I will ask. Sometime during today's show, we'll stop for a minute and I'll ask a question. And the first person to call in with the correct answer will win either a one-year renewal if they're already a member, or if they're not a member, they will get a one-year membership. And again, that number to call in with the correct answer is 877-497-1815. I should tell everybody, the more you visit our webpage and look at all the different applications we have, the better chance you have of winning the contest, because the answer will always be somewhere on that webpage. Okay, Captain Sterling, we're ready to get started.
Good morning. How are we doing? Calling you guys from on the Erie Canal here, Middleport, New York. You know where that is? Bustling little city of about 600 people. And we're sitting here about 560 foot above the home port of Key Largo, floating away.
What would you say is the most important thing to bring, Captain Sterling? What would you start with?
Well, I'd make sure you got a good partner. I think that's the most important thing. A friend of mine once said years ago, you know, if you like your partner, there's no boat too small, but if you don't like her, there's no boat too big. And boy, that's true. Make sure you bring along a good partner, and you're going to need a partner on this trip. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot funner with a good partner. That's probably the primary thing that I bring along. One of the things I think that a lot of people do when they're doing this loop trip is they think they're cruising around the world, and it may feel like it, but you're really not. And a lot of people stock their boat up like they're never going to see a Walmart again the rest of their life. Probably, I would guess, most people shouldn't bring too much stuff. You know, if you bring as much as you'll need for a while, because you're always going to be able to find a Walmart or Kmart or Target or West Marine or something close by in one of your stops, so you're not going to be that remote. I know when Judy and I go shopping, we always do our part to contribute to the local economy, and we usually can find a Walmart within one or two stops of most anywhere.
I love Walmart. That's my excitement for sometimes when you're quietly cruising for a while, your stop at Walmart is the excitement of the week.
Well, the perfect stop for me is one that has a Walmart, a West Marine, and an Enterprise car rental. That's got everything you could possibly need. But that's probably the same one thing I think most people do. I do it myself. We do it ourselves. But we do bring too much of some stuff, too. We also stock up before we leave on stuff that's heavy, stuff that you don't want to lug back from Walmart in your cart, or stuff that you want to bring back in your taxi that's heavy, like water, oil, rum, of course, is heavy. Things
good
of that
point.
Nature. And bulky. Toilet paper, for example, is bulky. It's an item we stocked up on before we go cruising, just because we don't want to have to carry it back. It takes up a lot of room.
Uh-huh.
And you're
what
doing,
would be the most important thing to start with, though? I mean, what besides a good partner, what could you not do without?
A bunch of money. No. I think you need to have a good mechanical ability. You need a good set of tools. You don't have to bring every tool you own, but you do need a good set of tools to have on board. You need to have spares, of course, but not every spare in the whole boat for everything, but enough for your major things that break. the things that commonly break. Example, bilge pumps break a lot. Macerator pumps, and it ought to be trippy. You have to work on to replace that. Things that wear out just from normal wear and tear. And as I said before, when you're doing this loop, you're using your boat every day, not every weekend, and things do tend to break a little more often than in normal use. We found going through the lock systems, when you go through them, you're going to pick up spiders like you wouldn't believe. We go through a lot of spider spray. A trick we learned on that is at night, you come out after sunset, the spiders will go in the middle of their little nest, their little area, and they spray them while they're in their nest. So you can see them there instead of the web. Good way to get rid of them. Next, they tear down the web, and then you got them wiped off for a day or two, but they are always coming back. We have also brought Harnt spray on the boat. We brought that for a couple of reasons. That's obviously for hornets, which you don't have too many of them. But in Canada, you have no way of protecting yourself with a gun. It's not allowed, so we have the Harnt spray on board just for that purpose. It sprays about 27 foot, and they say it's better than mace. I haven't tried it personally, but it's better than nothing on board. We like to have that, too.
So what do you have to fly?
If when you're cruising?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever felt unsafe when you're cruising?
I never have.
Okay.
Never have. But, you know, it's like a cop. If you need one, they're not around, you know. I've never been in a place that I felt uncomfortable. And I always lock the boat up when I leave.
Uh-huh.
Leaving it for a perfect area. Just keep the honest people honest, you know. I've never had any problems, knock on wood.
Great.
And what about things like prescriptions? If people have a lot of prescriptions that they take, do you think people should get them filled before they go, or you just kind of hope you run into a Walgreens along the way and take care of it there, or what do you suggest?
Well, I brought my insurance company only allowed me to do 3 months at a time, which I went ahead and
yeah,
got
I think a lot
for
of
my
them
medication.
Do.
But I ran out. So you just call it into CVS or Walgreens, and you find one of those around here somewhere. They're all over the country, including in Canada, I believe they even had them. So it hasn't been a problem for me getting prescriptions.
And there's no problem when you're in Canada if you have a prescription from your doctor at home?
Well, I haven't had a problem.
I didn't
actually try it at Canada, so I can't really answer that. But I did see, I believe these stores are up there.
Okay.
And also what I did on this last trip, I was in Albion. And they didn't have the CVS or Walgreens, but they did call my Walgreens store in Key Largo and got my prescription. So any drugstore can do that for you.
Oh, that was
apparently
very accommodating of them.
Yeah, they went out of their way for that one.
So I guess you just need to be sure you have your actual prescription with you. Rather than getting it filled, just have your prescription in case you do need to get it filled.
They can call your doctor or they can call the drugstore that you have your prescription at, which is what they did in my case, which is Walgreens, and you can get it that way.
Okay.
You know, you have to be there with them when they're calling to give them permission, but it's very doable. It's not a big problem. And people think, you know, when you're doing a loop, you're going to be, again, out in the middle of nowhere, and most of the time you are, but then within hours you're next to a little town somewhere. So there's usually something pretty close, not too far away, most of the time.
Yeah.
Not all the time. But you're not going away for months either like that, so.
Judy, what do you like to stop for the galley before you leave?
Well, as Sterling started saying earlier, we do stock heavily on all the heavy items because in most cases you're going to be walking and you're going to be lugging them back to the boat. We do have these wonderful carts from West Marine that I don't think we could live without. They're only an 18-inch square that fold up into just that, like 3 inches thick and 18 inches square, and fold and store away wonderfully. But they are great then to use when you are shopping. But at the same time, they do get heavy. So before we leave, I do stock up heavily on the sodas, on the water, as he said, toilet paper, paper towels, bleach, anything that's heavy and awkward to carry from a grocery store. But something else we did was we bought a vacuum pack, and we were able to take advantage of special prices on meats and at our local grocery stores at home, so, and then freeze them in advance, and brought a lot of meats with us frozen. And I find that simpler because we know the cuts we like and we know what we can get at home, and you don't find them everywhere as you travel north. Even in the northern states, we don't find the same cuts of steaks that we like. One steak that Sterling is very thrilled with always is a skirt steak, and some people don't even know what it is, where it's very popular in Florida.
I found that too. When we do the same thing. We have a vacuum pack and we freeze and bring a lot of frozen meat. But I have found the meat is not great at most of the stores, so I really do like to stock up on meat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we also then have a portable freezer. So not only do I have the Norcold freezer with the refrigerator, but Sterling found a portable 12-volt freezer that pulls less than 12 amps, and it's just
one amp.
Is that what I say, 12?
Yeah.
And it's a Waco, Waeco, and it's like the size of a cooler, so it's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it gives us the double the space for actual freezing, you know, and that's been a godsend. But that's the main things that we bring in advance. Of course, I stock the galley to the hilt before we leave, and hopefully then we can just do fill-ins as you go because we do shop pretty regularly. As you know, produce, your potatoes and onions will keep, but any of your veggies and fruits, you're looking at 3 days, so you don't want to stock up on that kind of things, you know. Even your breads, you must know that's the same thing. They don't last that long. Mm-hmm. The tortillas, flatbreads, bagels, those last longer, but, you know, there's a lot that doesn't. So it's just important to play in that area. I do the Brita. I really, you know, agree with it. We bring small bottled water for us to drink on a regular basis. But as far as larger bottled water for our coffee and such, we use a Brita. And that works fine because we do not have a full filter system. We have a small filter system on the boat that I'm not that comfortable with, so I still use the Brita.
Mm-hmm.
I think that works out real well, too. And we use a lot of powdered drinks then, too, that you're not storing too much more bulky than I have to.
It's funny. It sounds like your cruising style is very, very similar to ours. You know, God bless Crystal Light and the Brita. And
there you go. Yeah. Right? Right.
Oh, man.
Well, I think we all learn the same thing. You know, as you're traveling, you realize, let's simplify this as best we can. And, you know,
uh-huh.
I don't know how you are with small appliances, but I'm not big on carrying. I don't have the storage, and I want everything in its place. So a coffee pot and a toaster is really important. I maintain a crock pot, and I like a griddle. I have a electric griddle that I love that's, you know, great for breakfast.
That's about exactly what we have. We don't have room for anything else, but I have a very deep sink in the galley, and
uh-huh.
I have a very small crock pot that's just enough for two people. And
it'll
many
fit
times,
in it.
I'll start it, you know, before we go out for the day cruising and put it in the sink. And no matter what happens with getting waked, it's always fine. So that works really well for a quick meal when you're tired and you get into port.
Exactly. Yeah. And so they work out wonderful. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. That's about all I bring in small appliances. I have met cruisers that are loaded with every gimmick and gadget they can, but I don't find it necessary. So I don't think it's necessary to bring any more than just that.
Yeah, we really haven't looked for anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do have a very small microwave.
Well, we have a microwave built-in convection oven combination.
Huh.
I do think that that's a necessity. We got
to
have.
We handle ice. Is that a problem for you?
We do have an ice maker. Now, in other boats that we have cruised on previous boats that we've had, we had a portable ice maker that worked out great and would certainly handled the two of us on a daily basis, even in the heat.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the same thing. We certainly know a lot of people that are buying ice along the way. But having this portable freezer, even then we would bag up ice from the portable freezer, from portable ice maker, and bag up the ice and put it then in the freezer. It's just enough to get through a day, you know, at a time.
Well, I think I'm going to interrupt at this point and ask our question of the week. Is everybody ready for listening out there? What is the location of this year's fall AGLCA rendezvous? To call in your answer, just dial 877-497-1815. Beth will be watching for callers, and we'll let you into the newscast whenever we have our first caller. Beth, get ready. I hope we get swamped.
Can I call in on my other phone? I know the answer. I know the answer.
Don't give it away. You're not, co-hosts are not allowed.
You're too willing.
To the person who calls in the worst answer, we'll donate that Keys flag. Or Keys public flag. For the worst, farthest away answer from the real location.
I have my cell phone here. I think I might just call. I'd like a Republic flag.
Okay, I'll give you the number. The number is 877-497-1815.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, let's pick up. Captain Sterling, is there anything you'd like to add to the list of things that you really need to bring?
Well, let's see. I got a little list here. I can just kind of go through it real quick. Of course, I have line frame materials, which I mentioned last time. Fender covers, we're finding that fender covers tend to spread the dirt around more than just leave them. Let your fenders get dirty and wash them off. So we kind of eliminated fender covers for the locks. Cigarettes, if you're a smoker, when you get to New York, they're expensive. When you get to Canada, they're crazy. Same thing goes for rum and alcohol, so you want to stock up on that. We have a thing called a fender step, which is a crescent-shaped fender that you tie onto your rails, and instead has a flat top. So when you step off the boat, you have another step down before you get to the dock, which is pretty handy. 110-volt fans, we use the heck out of those. Those are great for moving your cooling air around. Of course, the usual Ziploc bags, plastic ties. There's a thing called magic tape. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but it's a stretching electrical-type tape that affects water repairs. They say exhaust leaks, electrical connections. As you put it on, you pull it around and back onto itself. As it stretches it, and when it goes to compress again, it makes a very good connection for sealing. Judy mentioned the portable ice machine. If you're looking for one of those, they have them at Home Depot, I believe. They have them at Wally World, at Walmart, and they're about $150. One thing that we use a lot is a portable radio. 110 with an inverter on the bridge, and that's real handy for listening to music or hooking up your Sirius radio, which is what we use it for. And the reason I say portable is you can buy them for cheap, and when they do get wet in the rain, which they will on occasion get ruined, you can buy another one for $10-$20, so it's not a big deal. And of course, Judy mentioned the Brita water filter, which is also pretty handy. Tool-wise, I know guys bring every tool they've got. You just got to try to figure out you're just going to need every tool you need to have on board, and that is pretty much everyone you got. And it's a lot of weight, but it's something, if you need it, you got it. And tools are kind of hard to find on the road.
Janice, we have a winner.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to. Are you there, Bill?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay. Go ahead and give us your answer.
Joe Wheeler State Park.
Fantastic. And are you coming?
Do what?
Are you coming to the rendezvous?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Bill, does Beth have your last name so we can make sure you get, you're obviously a member. Does Beth have your last name so we can get you a renewal?
Yeah, except
I believe so.
Bill Stegman, right?
Stegman, D-E-G-N-A-N.
Okay. We will get you. 1 year renewal, and we'll send you a certificate in tomorrow's email.
That'll be great. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Bill.
Do you have any questions for Captain Sterling while you're here?
No, I've been listening quite attentively.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay, Captain Sterling, why don't you pick up with your list?
I think what's really important to have on board is internet access. And there's a whole lot of reasons for that. One, of course, is email, but also with us, we actively use Active Captain daily. Before we go somewhere, I look at Active Captain and see what the comments are. It's a great program. It's absolutely free to sign up for it, but you got to be on the internet to do it. So, and also Skipper Bob books. So the two Bibles of this of our cruising is Active Captain and Skipper Bob. Unbelievable how much you use those things. That's the best money you'll ever spend. Skipper Bob books are inexpensive and pretty much updated yearly. They're a real good book to have on board.
I found them invaluable when we're planning a rendezvous, when we want to check the cruising. And twice when we had problems on the Mississippi and the Tenton River with the carp and the flooding, Skipper Bob books were invaluable to me to locate marinas and help people get where they needed to be. I love them.
Oh, if you're doing any anchor, not at all, they pay for themselves the first week. It's incredible. Oh, yeah, Guy Mann did a great job. Also, we have other programs that on the internet that I use a lot. One's called Wind Finder, which is great for finding your winds. And, of course, you can get your tide tables off your GPS or on the internet, which is handy when you're running in the tidal area. We're kind of out of our element up here in fresh water. We don't know how to react to that. Things that used to be rusty aren't rusty as much anymore, so kind of different. But, garden hoses. Everybody should have at least two long garden hoses. If you're going to have places that the water's way up the hill or way around the corner, and you're going to need two sections of hoses. Some places you're going to have to borrow some hoses to get water, but it is readily available now, a lot more places than it used to be. But I do recommend two garden hoses.
We have a caller named Paul. He has a question for Captain Kennedy. Paul,
Captain,
are you there?
I just want to let you know we appreciate all those pictures you put on the screen.
Thanks.
You really do a great job. We've been following all your trips, and some of us out here that's done part of the loop, and some of us haven't done any of the loop. We really appreciate going along with you on the lady.
Okay, it would be okay if I sent you a bill for your part of the trip then. That'd be all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. I lost my place in line here. Oh, okay. One thing we found that's real handy to have is, I keep mentioning West Marine. That's how we got where I live. There's other places you get these items, but the expandable boat poles they make that get to about 12 foot long, and they go fold up to about 5 foot. They're aluminum, lightweight, really handy for picking up mooring balls if you have a tall bow like we do. And one thing I found on this trip, which is kind of new to me in this area anyway, is a lot of people had just 50 amp adapters. So if you have a 30 amp power boat, you're going to need to get a 50-amp adapter to bring on board, or you're going to have to find a way of borrowing one, because a lot of places that's all they got. And I hate to admit this, but in all my boating, I finally have a boat with a washdown, which I never had one before. Boy, I didn't know what I was missing. Holy cow, is that nice to have. We hooked it up on this vessel before we left, and been doing a lot of anchoring out, of course, and amazing how much mud and crud you can pick up on an anchor line. Washdown was real handy to have.
And Captain Sterling?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to ask the question. My stupidity is showing, but what is a washdown?
Oh, okay. What it is you, it's a pump that picks up outside water, and it's up on your bow. It hooks up to a garden hose, a short garden hose that you wash down your anchor line and chain with.
When
you're pulling up something that's all muddy. If you haven't got one, boy, they're great to have. And we use them for washing down the decks and everything. It's just real nice to have. And it's unlimited water, of course. Unfortunately, where I live, it's unlimited salt water, you know. Two things that everybody should have, no matter what, on board is one's a smoke alarm. There's about two of those. And the other one, where your sleeping area is a carbon dioxide alarm, carbon dioxide detector. And they're both readily available at any hardware store or Home Depot. A little pricey for the carbon dioxide alarm, but that stuff's a killer. And even if you have a diesel boat, you still need to get that on board. Another thing we learned last year doing a loop, we were cruising in New York, and they were pulling over boats for inspections. And we're heading up the river, and then we get way ahead. We thought we missed the draw there, and all of a sudden they chased us down and stopped us. And the guy said, sir, when was the last time your boat inspected? Well, luckily I had it inspected just before I left. I said, well, I have a speaker right here on the side of the boat just before I left for this trip. He said, okay, thank you, and drove away. So getting your boat safety inspected, besides the obvious advantage of having all the equipment you need, might be a deterrent to aborting, and it did work in New York City that one time, so that was well worthwhile.
Okay, Judy, is there anything that you would say is not worth taking room in the galley?
I don't know.
I certainly
fill it.
I'm sorry?
I certainly fill it to the hilt. I have overloaded with utensils, and I have in the past gone through and certainly taken off utensils. But that's what you get a feel for of what you're using most. And I do swap things around, of course, a bit. But there's nothing in particular that we talked about that I wouldn't want, because I use them on a regular basis, of course, you know.
I guess what somebody once mentioned, things like bicycles, and it's like, if you don't ride them at home, you're not going to ride them on the loop.
Right?
Well, that's
the
truth.
And we have taken ours off just for that reason. We rarely ride,
well,
so it's foolish.
You got to back that story up a little bit. We bought two brand new bicycles, folding bicycles, really nice ones, that sat on the boat and rusted for 3 years. Finally, we take them down to ride them. And we're in Vero Beach, nice flat area. And we got to get on the bike. Judy's got on the bike. We take off. We come to an intersection. Judy's got her feet down and scraping her feet to stop the bike. She doesn't know how to ride a bike. So we ended up giving the bikes away. So that's how not to spend $600 on a bike.
So he refused to ride with me or teach me. And I can't imagine why, but
yeah. That's
what happened. Yeah.
Well,
I don't do
any
galley either.
A good rule of thumb when you're getting ready to cruise long term, if you don't use it at home, you're not going to use it, don't bring it.
Exactly. Good rule.
I definitely agree.
Is there anything you brought that you decided you would never bring again, or is it just basically, are you a pretty good planner?
Oh, believe me, over the years we've become better planners. That's what happens. You know, the longer you do it, the better you are at it. I think we've got it down pretty well now for our comfort zones. The bikes were probably a big part to get off and out and make room for. But I don't know what we've got on board right now that we feel we don't need and it must go home.
What about your rock collection? Is that necessary?
I'm collecting rocks. I always collect rocks to where we go when we're in different
states. Not little rocks
states.
Either. Big rocks.
Big rocks.
They're not huge.
About to find a frying pan.
Well, those I'll take home, of course, because I'll have to make room for new ones. That's why, you know. I do think, I know at this point, we have way too many jackets on board. And it's just an error where we bought new and brought them along and didn't really need to. And, you know, I think clothing is something that you really do have to think about, because you can really bring way too much. You know, you're living most of the time in your shorts and T-shirts and tank tops and that sort of thing. And, yeah, I bring like a couple better outfits for Sterling and for I. I think a sport jacket's important for a guy to have, just in case you want to go to a little bit nicer whatever.
Do I have a sport jacket?
Yes, you do, dear. See? Not that he's worn it yet. He doesn't even know what's on board. But you do need, you know, your jeans. You will need some sweatpants. You're going to need some jackets. You'll need, because you never know what it's going to be like. When our last loop was in 2009, year before last, and we were in Ontario in July, first part of August. We were up there 3-4 weeks. I want you to know it was 40 degrees.
Wow.
In July.
40 degrees.
I could not
so nice
believe
right
it. Yeah. But, I mean,
I don't know if you've ever heard Eva Starr, but she says she's the first loop she did, she brought 21 pairs of shoes.
Oh. Well, I probably bring a dozen.
Do you really?
Now, that's a little, I do, I know. It's a little extreme. But I, you know, it's just me. I have lots of shoes, so I thought I'd be really good by only bringing a dozen. But Sterling,
you're not mentioning, though. You're not mentioning I only have one drawer here in the aft cabinet. I can use all the rest of yours.
Oh, you're full of it. No, he has his side, and I have mine, and he has plenty of hanging space, and. But
how big
that.
Is your boat?
Walking shoes important.
What size boat do you have?
38-foot. Marine Trader, half cabin.
And you could fit 12 pairs of shoes on a 38-foot Marine Trader. God bless.
Use every cabinet.
We have three hanging lockers in our aft cabin, and one going down into the aft cabin. And the base of them, of those hanging lockers, are very deep. So I have a good-sized tote bag. And so does Sterling, as a matter of fact. We each have one with our shoes in it. And so it's real easy. I just fill this big tote bag. That's all I could bring, whatever I could fit in my bag, see? And then it sits down inside, on way deep, into the hanging locker.
It's remarkable on space. It really is fantastic. Well, we are just about out of time. Is there anything, Judy or Captain Sterling, you'd like to add?
You guys see me on the water. Come on over. We have half hour daily. Come by in the water and say hi if you see us out there.
Well, we appreciate you doing this for us, Judy and Captain Sterling. I really, really think you guys have a really good partner. As you sound like you have a great relationship.
We have another caller. Excuse me. We have another caller with a question.
Oh, okay.
His name is Guy.
Go ahead, Guy.
Yes, good morning. This is Guy calling from the heart of Dixie down here. Future bloopers, but my wife and I, as we're looking at boats, we're wondering what your thoughts are on a washer and dryer for clothing.
Oh, I love them. I don't have one, but I wished I had one because I'm looking at where, well, like Skipper Bob said in his book, you know, when you're cruising and moving, you can be doing your laundry while you're moving. And then when you get to your stop, you can actually enjoy your stop.
So you guys have lived without them. But you wish you had one?
I wish I would have put one in. We're taking the front head out whenever we get the boat home again in a couple of years and putting one up there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now that's Sterling's opinion. And it will be nice to have one on hand, but the washer dryers that fit on board are small. They're going to be very small loads. And the drying capacity, it takes a long time to dry. And you do have to hang out a lot of the time, unless you're going to let that dryer run for a couple of hours.
Okay.
So I don't have the same feeling as he does. I don't mind if I have a laundromat to go to, because you can then get 4 and 5 loads done at one time.
Yes.
So it is everyone's own taste.
People. At laundromats, they're like,
you
know, going to a Greyhound bus station.
Marty.
Judy and I are sisters. We do have a washer and dryer on our Marine Trader, and I felt like all I was doing was wash. It would take maybe 2 days' worth of underwear. If I had sheets, I had to do like 3 loads, one each sheet and then the pillowcases. I was only doing that. We go to a laundromat and you're done in 2 hours. The whole thing is done. And again, you do meet people. So Steve is trying to convince me to get a new washer for the boat, and I'm not sure I want one.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, there you go.
That's the way I feel.
How do you feel about it now, Guy? You kind of confused?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm glad we could help you out.
I think it's really up to the person who is going to be responsible for the wash. Let them make the decision whether they'd rather sit in a laundromat for 2 hours or have the convenience of being on the boat and doing it basically every day. But it's a very personal decision, and let the person responsible make the decision.
Okay, now we'll be both. I think we'll end up doing beating some laundry on a rock once in a while. But we'll get there. But thanks for helping us settle things.
Sure,
all right, you guys have a wonderful day, and thanks for what you're doing.
Glad to wake you up.
Thank you. Okay, if you're not currently a member of America's Great Loop Cruisers, we would love to have you join our association. You can either call me at 877-478-5667, extension 5040, or simply go to our webpage at www.greatloop.org and click Join Now. The shows are archived at that web address, so you can listen anytime you want. And thank you all for listening. And again, thank you, Captain and Judy.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Beth.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.